Hello, everyone. This is Mike Quincy connecting the light. My guest today is David Santangelo. He is actually a channel for the Arcturians, and his greatest passion has always been the journey to realize who he truly is. And he tells us that ever since he was a small child, he has had the ability to see people's essence, most profound self or highest incarnation of who they can be in this life. And he has dedicated his life to helping people realize what he sees. So welcome to the program, David.
Thank you, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you're certainly very welcome. I understand that you attended the University of Spiritual Healing and Sufism. Was that actually the start of your adventure, shall we say, where spiritual matters were concerned?
Well, I wouldn't say that was the start, Mike. I think the conscious start for me, other than, you know, remembering when I was a child and how I used to see people. I mean, I used to, you know, spend a lot of time in nature. I grew up in the woods in southern New Jersey. And I would always see people as if it was like Lord of the Rings or something. Like, this one was a wizard, this one was an elven king. And I would just, you know, always see people that way. But when I was in college, I've been in college for about 3 years and, you know, did the whole school thing, middle school to high school, right into college. And I realized at some point I was absolutely miserable. All I was doing was partying and, you know, taking a variety of courses that I wasn't interested in. And I decided, you know what, there's something more. I need to find out what that something more is. So I dropped out of college and went on a journey around the United States. I spent about 2 years traveling around the U.S., living, you know, homeless part of the time, spending a lot of time in the forest, traveling all over the place, meeting people. And about that time, I started to have visions. I started to have visions of my purpose and this time that we call 2012 and the new consciousness coming in this time. And I saw all kinds of things. I saw really a lot of my visions were very much like there's a great battle happening, and it's culminating in this time. And, you know, whether it's actual or metaphorical or a little bit of both, spiritual, physical, a little bit of both, that's what I saw. And I very much saw myself doing some very, I don't know, intense work with people in this time, and I saw that we were living in very important times, and I was here for a purpose. So that was probably 15, 16 years ago, and that really, I would say, was the beginning of my journey consciously, spiritually in this lifetime. And I attended the University of Spiritual Healing and Sufism about 10 years ago, a beautiful school, studied with a Sufi master named Sidi, which really means grandfather in Arabic. He's got a very long name, but we all called him Sidi. And we really learned how to heal in what Sidi would call the prophetic way. So really calling on the light of the prophets, Jesus, Muhammad, Moses, and just that prophetic light and the light of God. And you know, really work to clear the illusions, the what we call on the Sufi path, the pictures that keep us separate from the reality of God. And what I understand now, now that I work with Arcturus, and or I've always worked with the Arcturians. I am Arcturian, but the Arcturians call that medicine. They call it soul medicine. So my, you know, what we did on the Sufi path is very similar to what I do now. It's like clearing away those illusionary beliefs about who we are, what we're here for, what our life's about, and remembering who we really are and what we're really here to do. And, you know, it says in every holy book ever written, right, Mike? It says, have faith in God shall provide, in whatever name is used for God, in whatever language. So that's really, really true. When we remember who we are and we remember our real purpose for being on this planet, God really does provide, everything just kind of falls into place in our life. And it doesn't mean life is easy at that point. It doesn't mean that, we're kind of like floating on that cloud, so to speak. But things come into right relationship. There's a Hopi poem called "We Are the Ones We've Been Waiting For," and it speaks about being in right relationship with your truth. When we're in right relationship with our truth, everything we need, the people we're supposed to meet, the places we're supposed to go, the amount of resources we need, it all comes to us. And that's really what the Arcturian work is about, and that's really what the soul medicine journey is about.
Right. Now, you talk about people discovering their real purpose. Would it be true to say that as a race of people that we're all aiming for the same goal, or do we all have different purposes?
Well, that's a good question, Mike. We all have the same and different purposes. You know, it's like a great paradox. I read a quote from a Sufi master years ago. I was working in a vineyard and working out in the field as many years ago, and I opened this book this time, and the quote said something to the effect of, every man, woman is his or her own road to God. So we are all individual. And when I do the Arcturian healing sessions with people, it does reveal a completely individual life path, a completely unique, I've done hundreds of these sessions, like close to 1,000 at this point, and every single person has a unique medicine. It's what the Native Americans call the Red Road. It's like, this is your journey back home. This is your journey back to the oneness with God. But the interesting thing is, as we take that journey, as we remember that individual life's path, that individual purpose, we actually get deeper into the oneness with all things. So I would say, to your question, I would say, yes, we all have individual purpose. And yes, our purpose is all the same in this time, because what are we doing here? Well, we're bringing in this new consciousness. We are bridging right now between what was and what is going to be. And, you know, we just went through this Pleiadian solar eclipse. I don't know, you know, what you were doing, if you were in ceremony at that time, Mike, but it was an amazing, I hosted a gathering up in a very holy place called Madre Grande Monastery outside of San Diego, California. And, I have never experienced energy like I did on that solar eclipse. And, this is all brand new. See, we've never experienced energy like this before on this planet. So we are bringing this energy in. We are changing the way that we thought about things and accepting, receiving a higher vibration. So yes, I have never worked with anyone. I have never seen a soul medicine that isn't intended to bring in this new consciousness in some way and clear something out of the old consciousness, something limiting, some kind of limiting belief about the way things work or who we are as beings. Some people call this new consciousness the Christ consciousness. Another term for it that I like to use is evil consciousness. So that is what I believe our purpose is together, is to bring this new consciousness in. And it's like, we all have different roles in this. We all have different parts. And when we own that, again, it's that faith piece. Have faith in God provides, and that's simply what happens.
Right, yes, thank you. Referring to the Venus eclipse, in fact, in England, that didn't take place until 2 a.m. in the morning, so it wasn't exactly convenient to celebrate it. But I do believe, like you, that that was a very important and powerful energy. And I read a description of it, which I thought was very appropriate, saying that it gave us the opportunity to bring in more love. And really, from your own observations, that sounds to be very much the case.
Yes, Mike. You know, I mean, love is kind of I don't know, it's kind of an overused word in some ways. We there's so many forms of love, and there's so many, you know, there's higher and there's lower forms of love. And sometimes we think we're loving something or somebody, but really it's attachment. We're really taking energy from somebody. So it's like we are learning how to love. We are learning how to love in the way that the masters know how to love, the way that Jesus loved, and, you know, Buddha and any of the great masters. And it is a form of love that is freer. It's freer from attachments. It's a higher vibrating love. It's a love that's humble. It's a love that's in service, and a love that's empowered. It's a love that's not putting anything outside of you. Not saying this person has the answers more than me, no matter how much of a guru or master status they may have, but knowing that we really know within our own hearts. And it's that kind of love, because when we remember that and we walk in that, and of course we don't know everything. No one knows everything, but we all know. We all have that place of knowing and that place of completeness and wholeness within ourselves, where we're truly unified with spirit or the oneness. It's like a golden light. It's like a golden energy where we become completely gold and merge with everything. And we can speak with the animals and communicate with the whales. And we can see beyond this physical 3D reality into greater realities. And we can commune with angels, and we can commune with whatever, Arcturians, Pleiadians, whoever, you know, it's a greater love. It's that kind of love. And yes, it's like, it's the love of our psychic abilities being accepted, and there being a foundation for them, a community for them, a society and a culture that really embraces them, because that's really what we are. We're psychic, spiritual beings, every bit as much and more so than we actually are physical beings. So when we say love, that is my definition of the love we're speaking about.
I'm sure you're absolutely correct, David. I think you're talking about, in the ultimate, unconditional love, which is, I guess, for most people, very difficult to achieve, because humanity's been brought up to be judgmental, and you have these situations where racial differences have been created. So I'm sure it's quite difficult to overcome and reach that particular level. Now, you mentioned a little earlier on about clearing illusions. What exactly are the type of illusions that get in the way of our progress?
Well, I think you just spoke of them, like, you know, judgment, self-doubt, believing we're separate from somebody else or something else, believing that we're victims. I mean, that's a big one, right, Mike? It's like, you know, life throws us all kinds of circumstances, and it's so easy to go into victimhood. I don't have enough this, I don't have enough that. You know, I just can't get to where I want to get because of my circumstances. It's like, the biggest illusion, in all honesty, I just want to call lack. Lack is the biggest illusion. It's like, in the Arcturian reality, you know, lack does not exist. And so any thought, feeling, vibration we have of lack creates that around us. And they laugh at us. Like, yes. The Arcturians, the masters, they laugh at us because we believe so little in ourselves and in the truth. And it's actually, they can't even understand how we walk around with such a consciousness of lack. We are beings that are magnificent beyond what I could possibly describe to you on this phone call. And the biggest illusion is that we don't believe that. So it is lack. That is what I would say is the biggest illusion. And again, that's what that's what the illusions to get clear, like when we do the sessions. And I work with, I don't know if you saw this on the website, I work with a partner, a woman named Carly, and when we do the sessions and we do the gatherings, it's like the biggest thing we're doing is bringing in the abundant energy, bringing in that energy of remembering how abundant we are and how magnificent we are. And if we can, the more we can remember that and walk through the world with that, you know, teach that to our children. And it doesn't even through words, just be that presence, you know, be that presence at our places of work, be that presence no matter what we're doing. That will wash away all the illusions, because all the illusions really come from lack. You know, judging other people just comes from self-judgment. Mm-hmm. Racism comes from your prejudice, comes from self-racism and prejudice. It all, we have to take total responsibility. You know, there's no such thing as victimization. We have to take total responsibility, and when we do that, we become fully empowered and we realize how abundant we really are and how we really can do absolutely anything and how we really can. And this is the real meaning of the Christ consciousness. You know, the Arcturians, they brought the great teaching to this planet many, many thousands of years ago, what we call free will. And free will is really, that's what Jesus emulated. Jesus emulated absolute masterhood of free will, turning water into wine, walking on water, whatever, you know, all those things, you know, healing the sick and feeding the poor, manifesting, you know, food literally out of thin air. This is the masterhood, a demonstration of mastering free will. And the Arcturians brought this teaching to humanity many, many thousands of years ago. The Arcturians are the living example of the Christ consciousness. So when we take full and total responsibility, we abolish lack from our beings. We abolish victimization from our beings. And we truly begin to co-create with God.
Right. Yes. I think that in as much as we live in duality and the dark ones created the illusion of lack, I think you're quite right. We mustn't really give the idea the energy that creates lack, and we now seek a way out of it. But do you think that with now we're in 2012 and with the amount of incoming energy, which is lifting the vibrations, that we will achieve that?
Absolutely, without question. Without question, we will achieve that. That is what we're here to do. And, you know, you look around and you look at all the systems that are falling apart and falling by the wayside. You see relationships. You see this beginning in the home. You see relationships that aren't working. You know, people not staying in them anymore. You see financial systems falling, you see political, you see it everywhere. It's very clear that something huge is changing. And I really believe there's enough consciousness in the world now. There's enough energy, there's enough conscious energy available in our world now, and enough people aware of this energy that we've already changed it, and we're going to continue to change it. It's not like it was 2 years ago, Mike. I couldn't even go around and talk about Arcturians. I couldn't even go around and talk about that I was, you know, working with, you know, blue beings from another planet. Like, the energy wasn't even really available. People were like, what, are you crazy? You know, but now the energy is available. And I go all over the place. You know, we go all over the place and talk about this work. And people from all walks of life go, yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, people get excited. And so, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, is the answer.
That's wonderful. Now, you believe we are entering a new world. What can you tell us about the new world?
Well, What I can say about the new world is I think it's going to begin with, again, that place of total responsibility. I think there's going to be schools, there's going to be communities that really focus on the soul medicine. Like, you know, I have two children, Mike, you know, and it's like the way I look at them is, what is your medicine? It's not about being successful. It's not about getting ahead in the world. That's not what I'm interested in them doing. You know, I'm interested in them knowing, well, what is your truth? What is your soul's purpose? And doing everything I can to hold sacred space for them while they grow into that, while they find that. And I think that that's what's really coming in. I think there's going to be schools and there's going to be communities and that this kind of reality or consciousness is going to be the foundation of this new world. I think that's where it all begins. And I think when that happens, we're going to have a healthier environment. We're going to see less war. Maybe at some point we'll see no war. You know, we're going to see sacredness in every area of our lives. We're going to see sacredness in our relationships to a higher degree, in our friendships, in our love relationships.
Right.
You know, the Arcturians say to me, you know, this earth is meant to be a paradise. And I think we're going to begin to see that more. We're going to begin to see much more of what we did call a golden age here for humankind.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you there, David. You've also said that our dimension is ascending. In other words, we are shifting into a new dimension. Do you think that we are already well into that process and at the end of the year we will actually make that shift?
Well, yeah, Mike, and this is an interesting question because I've gotten a lot of information about this shift. I'm going to be there's a conference coming up this week in San Diego called the World Healer Conference, and I'll be speaking there on I believe it's coming Wednesday. And the conference is called, the title of the conference is all about the fourth dimension. And you know, the work that we do with Arcturus is taking us into what we call a fifth dimensional reality. And but the bottom line is we're not there yet as a collective conscious. So what we're shifting into is what we would call a fourth dimensional reality. And I don't believe we're going to be in the fourth dimensional reality on this planet for very long. I think we're going to shift through it. But the fourth dimensional reality is a very interesting place, and it's a very tricky place. You know, this is the time, Mike, of no more hiding. You know, so there's no more pretending anymore. What you are in this time. And everything about all of us will be exposed. And that's a blessing and that's a curse. It's like, you know, I know in my life, everything within me lately, and I really do mean lately, I mean within the last 6 months, I do a lot of this work. Everything within me that I've been trying to hide has just been blown wide open, has just been exposed. And I have had to stand completely in who I am. And yes. So that to me is where what we're really coming into right now is really looking at our lives and making this choice. Am I going to continue to not honor who I am completely? And if we do that, our lives are going to start to reflect that in a really, really powerful way. But if we make the choice, as they say in that Hopi poem, we are the ones we've been waiting for. If we make the choice to let go of the shore and fall into the river and let the river carry us, we will be completely exposed. And there's going to be big changes, and it's going to, you know, seem difficult at times. But we're going to go through into the next dimension, and we're going to be able to realize that fifth dimensional consciousness. So you're going to see that a lot right now. You're going to see things being exposed. People, organizations, politicians, whatever. It's all getting completely exposed. This is the time of no more hiding, and it's the time of choice.
Right. So if we have to sort of face ourselves, which is, I suppose, what you're saying, or understand ourselves, are we actually moving to our true self?
Absolutely, yes. But, you know, it's kind of like this. So if we really face ourselves and we really choose to face, to really face our illusions, and you know, I tell people all the time, the greatest thing you can do is wake up every day and pray to live in your highest truth. You know, yes. Just, it takes 3 minutes, you know? And if we just do that every single day, we will get that. And then what you said is true, Mike. If we simply do that, Spirit will give us that. Spirit will give us that. We have to be willing, though, to let go of what's not working. See, but if we face ourselves, but we still hold on, if we look at something inside of ourselves and we know it's not right for us, let's just say it's a relationship or a job or something, or a lifestyle choice, you know, some kind of drinking or drug addiction or whatever, and if we look at that and we aren't willing to let go of it, then it's going to consume our reality, okay, even more so than ever before. And so if we face ourselves, and we look at what's not working for us, and we're honest about it, and maybe we don't know how to let it go, but we seek help, we seek guidance from the many great teachers that are on this planet right now, to let go, yes.
Right.
We'll all go home together.
And I think it's also important to allow others to move into their own awareness. We're not here really to tell other people what they should do, although no doubt if they see us achieving something that they would like to do, I suppose we do act as a good example of what can be achieved.
That's right, Mike. You know, the Arcturians, for example, never work without permission. You know, there always has to be permission. There always has to be that, like, open door. And, yeah. That has to be there. It's not about proselytizing. It's not about preaching. It's not about any of that. It's about holding sacred space for one another to find it ourselves. And that's when we do that, when we give each other that gift, magic really happens.
Right. Now, I understand that the Arcturians, who you channel through High Priestess Galadriel, have told you that they are a collective level of consciousness. Do you think that's something that we are gradually moving into ourselves?
I do. I think, you know, well, first of all, it already is. So to say we're moving into it means to me we're moving into the conscious awareness of it to a greater degree, because it already is. We already are a collective consciousness. And so but we're becoming more aware of it. We're becoming more aware of that we are. When I have a thought, when I have a, you know, when I think about someone and they call on the telephone, you know, just little things like that. It's like, wow, how did that happen? Well, that's because we're getting more tapped into the remembering that we are a collective consciousness. I mean, I see it all the time when we do these group channelings. It's like we do work for everybody everywhere, and it all starts within each individual. But you can see the effects literally happening, you know, all across the world. And so as we open up more to the psychic realms and the telepathic realms and the realms of soul medicine, we realize we're not separate from any living thing. And in that, you know, we can't, I mean, these are the ancient, like Lemurian teachings, right? This is the Saint Germain teaching, Mike. This is the I am teaching. I am that I am. I mean, I am that I am means I am not separate from anything. And if I don't walk completely in integrity and honor and love for every being, then I'm harming myself. that's the essence of that teaching.
Right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Arcturians. Tell us who they are.
The Arcturians are fifth-dimensional race of beings. Edgar Cayce communicated with them. Many throughout time have communicated with them. I just mentioned Cayce because people know who he is. They're a fifth-dimensional race, and their sun is the star that you see in the sky. So like our sun, they have a sun, and it's called Arcturus. And it's in the constellation Bootes, B-O-O-T-E-S, that's spelled, I believe it's pronounced Bootes, which is just below the Big Dipper. And there's several planets around Arcturus. I mean, I know in my work with them, I've seen a blue planet, which is my home planet. I've seen a green planet. I've seen a white planet. There's different kinds of Arcturians. Mm. The ones that I work with primarily are blue planet Arcturians. They're between 7.5 and 9 feet tall. They actually, if you've seen the film Avatar, Mike.
Yes, I have.
That is almost exactly what they look like. In fact, I was told in the fall of 2009, I was practicing as a Sufi healer, and I went to see a psychic at one point, and she said, David, you have to write a book in 3 months. My guys are telling me this very clearly. So I went home, started trying to work on this book. I'd get up early in the morning every day and work on this book. And for about 2 weeks, nothing happened. And then 2 weeks into it, I felt a portal open kind of on the right side of my neck area. And I saw, emanating from a blue planet, this council of elders, big blue beings spinning through space. And they started speaking to me, and I started writing down the words, and I would say to them, who are you and where are you from? And they would say, home. They'd say, "This, you're one of us, and this is your home." So I finished the book, and my book is called The Way Home. And about a month or two after I finished the book, the film Avatar actually came out, and I'd never heard of this film before. I went to see it. Somebody told me to go see it. And I'm sitting there in the theater with the 3D glasses on, and all of a sudden, here's these very similar-looking beings carrying a very similar vibration to the beings that I'm working with on the big screen. And so that really is what they look like. They're you know, and again, all the star nations kind of have their purpose, you know, a vibration that they're bringing. That's intended for a certain purpose, and the Arcturian vibration is the Christ consciousness. That's why they call it home. You know, whether or not you know, we're actually born into Arcturus, and when I say born into, I mean our spirits in a fifth dimensional sense, born into Arcturus or some other fifth dimensional place like Pleiades or Sirius or something. Arcturus is really home to all of us because it's that vibration of that Christ consciousness that we're all extremely familiar with deep, deep, deep in our heart and soul. And that's really what they are. They say that Arcturus is kind of like a portal. A lot of us, or maybe all of us, travel through Arcturus when we travel interdimensionally. So like when we dream or time travel in some other way, we actually travel through Arcturus. Many, many, many of us have lived lifetimes on Arcturus and learned about living in the Christ conscious reality. So that's what they are, you know, and I feel like they're also protectors. I mean, their vibration is very loving and very beautiful, but it's very strong. And so I believe that they also work with our planet and work to keep some of the more malevolent energies kind of at bay and that kind of thing as well.
Right. Well, you mentioned obviously having contact with the Arcturians. How did you first come to have contact with which I guess is your main source of contact, the High Priestess Galadriel?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it was the Arcturian High Council that I first communicated with from Arcturus, and they are. They're a council that governs Arcturus. Not governs in the way we would imagine it, but governs. They're like the wisdom keepers, the elders. When you look at Arcturian society, you can really look at some of the more ancient native societies that you know have been on this planet and still are. That's closer to the way Arcturian societies work, with the elders governing things, the wisdom keepers. Galadriel was after that. She came in one morning. I was just sitting there doing some channeled writings, and all of a sudden I noticed it wasn't the council speaking to me. It was a female voice. And I said, "Who are you?" And she said, "Galadriel." And when she started speaking to me, it kind of opened up a whole new level. It was like she told me to go out. I was never comfortable. I just started channeling outwardly in front of people just a year ago. And it was Galadriel came to me. She said, you know, told me to do that. And I channeled Galadriel at the World Healer Conference in San Diego last year. And she spoke to me about doing the one-on-one sessions with people to, you know, find their soul medicine. And then another one came in. It's kind of her male counterpart, and he calls himself Zeus. So it's really Galadriel and Zeus who I work with. And Galadriel being the feminine energy, Zeus the masculine energy. And Zeus is, he's like an Arcturian high priest, an Arcturian king, he calls himself as well. And, you know, he's not the Greek god Zeus, but he's of that essence. He's very strong, and he uses lightning to heal and things of that nature.
Right. You mentioned the elders there, David. Have you actually met them?
Well, yeah. They came to me. I wrote the book, The Way Home, and they're with me all the time. You know, they're kind of like going into the teepee with grandfather, right? They're very sort of blunt about things. They're kind of jovial, but they're also very strong. There's men, there's women. There sort of seems to be a balance of both of them on the council. And, yeah, I mean, you know, when they speak to me, it's kind of like this old sage wisdom. They carry the ancient teachings and the ancient ways. You know, you can just kind of imagine how that feels, yeah?
I believe you've actually said they have a different type of energy field. But having said that, do they look the same as every other Arcturian?
They do look the same. They look older, but they look the same in their general, you know, color. And they do reside on the blue planet. The blue planet's kind of the epicenter of the Arcturian vibration. And, they look the same. They just look older, you know. It's like, sometimes I see them kind of like really old, like even like hunched over and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Right. So, I gather they have nine beings on the council. Are they in some higher way, like sort of a governing body of a spiritual nature?
That's exactly what they are. They are the governing body, and they don't govern, like they don't like tell, you know, make laws and tell people what to do and govern in that way. But they govern in the sense that they keep the records. They keep the records of the way. And that is their job. So they hold those records in integrity, and they make sure that wisdom, that information is being disseminated properly throughout throughout the people and throughout all of Arcturus and beyond. And that is their job. It's like if you were given a very sacred, holy book to keep and to keep safe and to keep in honor and integrity. And that was your job. And people could come to you and ask you about that book and you could give, you know, offer that wisdom in the right way. That is their job. So that's the way they govern, you know, so to speak. And there's 12 of them that sit on the council.
Oh, it's 12, right. Now, you've told us you are an Arcturian. In the normal run of things, do many of them normally incarnate on Earth?
Many Arcturians incarnate on Earth, yes. I've met several people who have Arcturian lineage. Carly, who I work with, she's Arcturian and from the Green Planet, actually. So, yeah, you know, they do. I mean, yeah, there's lots of star beings walking around on this planet. And certainly many Arcturians.
Absolutely. I think we're losing you a little bit there, David. Your voice is coming over a little bit.
How's that? Is that better? Hello?
Yes, unfortunately, once in a while that seems to happen. Your voice was breaking up a little bit, and when everything sort of stopped, I thought it was your end. Anyway, just to get back to our thoughts here, you believe that I guess you're talking about our civilization, have travelled the galaxies and other dimensions. So you're inferring that we've all had a higher status at some time. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. We've all had a higher status at some time. We all have this knowing of living in this, again, Christ consciousness or evil consciousness reality, where we have been, you know, where we're connected in that way. And, you know, it's very magical. We all have this extremely magical being. Or soul. It's part of our soul reality. It's not our complete soul reality, but it's part of our soul reality where we are, you know, a king, a queen, a high priest, priestess, medicine man, whatever that is. There's many different ways that this comes through for us all, but it's always very magical. It's always very connected, and we all have that portal inside of us where we can connect. It's just about remembering that. And that's what the star people are trying to remind us of. I mean, if you look at the old indigenous cultures, I mean, they always would send their young people out on medicine journeys of some sort to discover their life's purpose, to remember their medicine, and then they get a new name. Well, that knowledge came from the star nations. It's the star nations that brought the original spiritual teachings to Earth. They say the first spiritual teachings came to Earth in the form of White Buffalo Calf Woman, and you may have heard her story. You know, she was the peacemaker. She was a beautiful woman who just appeared out of nowhere to bring the teachings of peace to the warring tribes. This was over 15,000 years ago. And, you know, she came from the star nations, right? The whales, the dolphins, they brought teachings. You see these old drawings of whales and dolphins in these ancient caves and whatnot. I mean, the star beings have been teaching us forever about who we are and remembering who we are. This is, you know, I love how some people call this kind of work New Age work. I always tell them, this isn't New Age work. This is old. This is old age work. This is the oldest work. People have been doing this work forever, and we're just continuing. We're just continuing that lineage.
Fine. Now, you studied various healing modalities. You refer to soul healing, clearance of blocks in the consciousness. Is that something you do for people? Because you've spoken of doing one-on-one sessions. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I would love to tell you about that. You know, people, all kinds of people come to me. People come to me wanting to know their life's purpose, but they come also, you know, sometimes they have some kind of physical illness or problem, or some kind of difficult emotional. All of this stuff comes from blockages. We're blocking our medicine. If we think about our soul medicine, it's like a river. It's like a river flowing. And just imagine, like, the energy of our soul medicine is directly connected to the energy of Source, the energy of God. When we allow that energy to flow, we're healthy. We are clear seeing. We're clear thinking. We're clear. Everything flows. But when we block that because of our doubts, because of our beliefs, false beliefs, really, our medicine actually, it's like a dam that dams up a river. And our medicine, in a way, turns against us because we're not letting it flow. We see this happen in nature. You know, if we don't let a river flow, it becomes unhealthy. So the soul healings, they're readings in the sense that this is your medicine, this is who you are, this is what you're here to do, okay? This is how you're here to help bring this message of healing to the world, to help heal the collective consciousness. This is what your particular role is, your individual path. And also what they give you beyond the reading is it's a healing. It's like it opens the gates, it opens the floodgates. It allows your medicine to start flowing through you again. In fact, my partner, Carly, she's got she came to me. She was sick in bed for a year, you know, wasn't able to barely get out of bed. And she came to me for a session, and we could see immediately why she was sick, where she was blocking her medicine from coming through. In just a few weeks' time after that, she's up, she's around, she's, you know, going on the road with me. I mean, it's you know, stories like that happen pretty regularly with people, because when we block our medicine from coming through, we can't possibly be in good health. And that doesn't always manifest physically, Mike. Sometimes physically, sometimes it manifests in our relationships or in, you know, there's lack somewhere, lack of finances, lack of healthy relationships, lack of physical health, somewhere it'll show up in lack in our lives. But if we just let our medicine flow, which is what the sessions do, you know, we come back to health.
You're familiar with chakra healing and yoga, and I'm sure our listeners are. But I notice one of the healing methods you studied was angelic healing fire. I don't know if that's something you actually do now, but I've never heard of that. Could you explain what it is?
Yeah, well, that was a period I had in my life. It was actually the first time I channeled. I studied with a man named Jim Allen out of Portland, Oregon, when I lived there for about 6 months, and it was beautiful. Really, we just held sacred space, and we let the angels speak through us. You know, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Raphael, Metatron. Yeah. You know, whoever would want to come through, and we would do hands-on healing. We'd place our hands on people's chakras, and let the angels bring their medicine through. Very beautiful, very healing. And I think what that did for me was it started to open up my channels. It was like the first time I'd really consciously channeled. And the angels are a very big part of the healing work I do now. There's always we all have so many angels, and the angels they so want to help us. I mean, they're always waiting to help us. And in fact, my partner Carly works very intimately with the angelic realm. And so, you know, when we work with the star nations, in the same breath, we're really working with ascended masters. We're working with archangels. All of that's there. And when we call on them, you know, like when we call on Archangel Michael for protection, you know, Archangel Michael, bring me protection. Let me borrow your shield. Put a circle of light around me. You know, this stuff really works. It really does.
Yes, I do, in fact, invoke protection from Archangel Michael's angels. So I'll certainly go along with you there. What do you think people need to do between now and the end of the year to raise their vibrations? What is the best way to tackle that?
You must know your soul medicine. That the best way to tackle that is to know your medicine. When we can look within and say, this is my spiritual purpose for being here on earth. This is what I'm here to carry out. This is living my truth. Everything else takes care of itself. So there's really two areas to that. One is saying, yes, I want to know. Okay, I want to know. And waking up every day and asking for that guidance. What am I here to do? And I promise you, it's very, very specific. It is not general. It is not nebulous. It is not, I'm here to love. Yes, we are here to love. But we all have an individual road. So find your road. What is your road? And the other part of that is really be honest. We got to get honest, Mike. We got to get really honest right now about what isn't working. What isn't working for you in your life? And I promise you, you don't have to do it. If it's not really working for you, you don't have to stay in it. There's a greater life for you. So be honest about those things. Be honest about our attachments, our addictions, what's not working. And let them go. Find your medicine. Find your soul's purpose. That is what we can do. And if we do that, you know, everything around us will transform even more rapidly than it already is.
Fine, yes. Now, in one of your very recent channelings, the Arcturians evidently told you that they support our race and will do so to the finishing line. In what way do they help us? I mean, beyond the sort of work that you're doing.
Well, they help us remember the vibration. I mean, if you just lay down at night or in a quiet space and you just call on Arcturus, call on the Arcturians, I mean, they will infuse you with the soul medicine of remembering. See, that's when we say home, it's remembering. It's the whale medicine. It's remembering. They will bring that vibration into us. So I recommend that to the listeners. Sit down. You know, in a quiet space and call on Arcturus. You know, I prayer. I always say calling on the star of Arcturus, calling on God Most High, on God the One True. So call on the star of Arcturus. Turn your palms upwards. Sit in a quiet space and see what you see. Ask them to come to you in your dreams. They will come to you. They will show you who you are. They will show you your vibration of remembering, and everything is vibrational. So once you feel that again, it's like, oh, and you start to walk with that in the world. It's like, oh, and then you say, oh, hey, this doesn't resonate with me. This doesn't resonate with my truth. The Arcturians will show you that. That's how they support us. They support us in that till the very, very end. That is what they're here to do. And they are working on doing that constantly. And there's hundreds of thousands of Arcturians. There's no shortage of Arcturian help. Just like yes. Angelic help, there's no shortage of Arcturian help.
Well, I believe I'm correct in saying that the star Arcturus is one of the biggest ones that we can see. So one has to assume from that that there must be millions of Arcturians that dwell there. So, yes, there's plenty of them around. Now, I think they've also told you that everything will be made anew Now, one imagines, unless they've got a magic wand, that that will take time. But what do you know about the coming future, months or years, where that is concerned, when they say it will be made anew?
Well, they've shown me things, you know, and I kind of hesitate to talk about this aspect of things because nobody really knows, and we're changing, we're always changing this piece of things. It's like what might have happened might not happen now, like because of the work we're doing. And I say we, I don't mean just myself and my partner. I mean all of us light workers everywhere in a variety of forms. But, you know, they constantly say to me, Mike, they say the water's coming, you know, and they show, an energy like water literally sweeping this planet and washing away, the old paradigms, the old constructs. And I mean, we've seen this happening physically. We've seen tsunamis and we've seen different things, washing away, things. But I don't really know what's going to happen physically. I do know that energetically, this energy is washing away, and they show us coming together in communities, right? Like, so our lives are so separate. Like we go to work, we come home, we live our separate lives. They show us joining together in communities, really focused on bringing the new energy in, and they show the water receding around these circles, and these circles, these communities being like pillars of light. And so I think that we just need to make our first focus and our first intention bringing this new consciousness in and living this way. And what happens to the world physically, there's a lot of different theories out there. Personally, I believe we're going to see more physical changes to our world. I believe that. But I pray that we're all safe. I pray that it's all good for us. But it's just like any kind of cleansing, any kind of healing. You have to let go of what's not working. So I really believe whatever is not of that vibration in this world is going to be eradicated one way or the other.
Yes, I'm sure you're right. With the high level of incoming energies, I'm sure that anything that is of a lesser vibration will disappear or be transmuted. Now, what do the Arcturians describe God as? I mean, different people have different ideas of what God is. I guess some people still see God as some image of man. A lot of us tend to feel that God is an energy, but have the Arcturians ever described to you how they see God?
They see God as everything, Mike. They don't see God as some old man sitting up in heaven. No. They see God as every living thing. They know that God is everything. And it's that unifying energy in everything. And it's neither masculine or feminine. It's really both. You know, it's not a man. It's not a woman. It's not somewhere we're going. It's something that we already are. And that's how they see God.
Right. So hence, we are, well, we can actually claim to be gods if we're part of God.
That's correct. We can claim to be God. Goddesses, because we are part of God. You know, we are the sons and we are the daughters of God.
Indeed.
All of us. All of us, Mike. All of us without any separation. Every single one of us is the son and daughter of God. That is the Arcturian way.
Indeed, I think if people can see it that way, then they would find the idea of creating anything in our lives that causes separation as the wrong thing to do, because if we're all one, we shouldn't be creating anything in our lives or other people's that separates us from them.
This is true. We should not be creating anything in our lives that does that. And, you know, this doesn't mean we shouldn't walk away from situations that aren't right for us. You know, it doesn't mean we should stay in vibrations that aren't right for, that don't resonate completely with our truth. And sometimes, Mike, in life, we seemingly cause separation. I mean, I know me personally, I just went through a divorce, and you know, it seems to cause separation, right? It seems that way on the outside, but I know deep inside my heart that it's following a road of deeper truth. It's abolishing illusions that I had about who I thought I was, and it's so while sometimes things seem to cause separation, sometimes if we honor our real truth and we really pray for that, we really ask for that, I believe ultimately it brings us all closer together.
Yes, indeed, I agree with you on that. Now, I think I've come to the end of my notes as far as asking you questions. I don't want to drop something on you without any warning, but would you or the Arcturians speaking through you like to give our listeners a short message or to sort
of conclude? Yes, I would be happy. Absolutely, Mike. We would be happy to do that. How much time? A couple of minutes?
Oh, you can go a bit longer than that to make it worthwhile. We're not stuck for time. We're not stuck for time, but I have come to the end of my own questions as best as I can recall. Yes.
Okay. So let me sit down here. Is it okay if I say a prayer? Is that okay?
Indeed. Yes, yes. Carry on. Okay. Yes, by all means.
Okay, calling on the star of Arcturus, calling on God Most High, the one God, the one truth, the way home, we pray and we ask for the highest to come through this channeling session, the highest truth, the highest light, the deepest medicine for every heart that is listening to this and that will listen to this, these words. So it is and so it shall be done. May only the highest truth from God come forth. Aho, blessings, amen. Okay, I'm going to count down 5 to 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Calling on the star of Arcturus, who is here with us today? The Arcturian Council is here with us today. Council, what is your message for this group today? And Mike, this is David speaking, so if you could just speak for your listeners and just invite the council in, so if it's okay that they speak to us, just say yes or aho out loud for us, Mike.
Most certainly, yes. Well, this is a program connecting the light that attracts many people who are seeking light, truth, and understanding. So I invite the council of Arcturus to speak through you to our listeners.
Thank you, my holy beloved children. You must know that you are all interconnected. by a great web, a great weaving web weaves all of your hearts together, and everything that you feel, surely your brother and sister feels, every thought that you have is surely felt by your brothers and sisters, your mothers and fathers, your sons and daughters, and everyone and everything around you. My holy children, you must realize that you are connected by one beating heart, and one source connects you all. And in this way, you must breathe into this knowing, and you must feel in the center of your heart this truth. And you must be the real humility and the real love and the real knowing for your brother and sister and son and daughter. This is the way it is. And in this coming time, you will see this connection more and more. You will realize that there is nothing that separates you. You will realize that you are truly one, and you are truly the one, and you are truly the way home. Know, my holy son and daughter, that you are the way, and you are the way home. And when you bow your head to your heart and you travel through the portal of your heart to your soul, you will see your holiness. You will see your magnificence. And you will see that you are connected to all things. And you will speak the words, I am. And you will say the words, yes, I am the Holy Son. I am the Holy Daughter. I am the Holy Daughter of all that is, of all things. And for this you will weep. And for this you will cry. And for this you will celebrate. And in this weeping, and in this crying, and in this celebrating, you will see there are many, many from many realms who are there to celebrate with you. Know, my loves, that this is the truth. This is the way. And this is the way that it always has been. And you must know this now, and you must never forget this, and you must pray for this remembering every day, and when you do, all will be made as it should be in your life and in the lives around you. We are the Arcturian Nation, keepers of the soul medicine ways, keepers of the way home. We love you. We are here with you, and we have always been here with you. Call on us for the strength. Call on us for the support. Call on us to radiate the golden light into the essence of your heart, the radiance of your being, and all will be as it should be. All will be made so again. I am that I am will be your message. and will be your way. So it is, and so it shall be done. Aho, blessings. Amen.
Thank you, dear Arcturians, and thank you, David, for being the channel for that beautiful message.
You're welcome, Mike, and thank you very much for having us on your show. We're very grateful and honored that you have you've asked us to speak on your show. To get in touch with us, the website is starofarcturus.com, www.starofarcturus.com.
Right. Do you want to give out your email address, or would you rather people just approach you through the website?
Yes, I can give out the email address is david@starofarcturus.com, and that's also available on the webpage.
Well, that's fine, David. I think that covers it, and it's been wonderful to have you on the program. Very interesting to hear you and your Arcturian views, and I think it's very reassuring to know that we have such a high civilization working with us and helping us right to the end of this cycle.
It is. It's very reassuring, and since I've begun working with the Arcturians consciously, it's changed my life completely, all for the better. So thank you again, and just know that we travel all over the place, doing gatherings with people, doing this kind of channeling, doing the soul medicine work. So if any of you listeners want to invite us to your community, we'd love to come visit. Just contact us through the email, the website. This is what we do. This is why we're here. So thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, David, and bless you. Thank you very much. Well, friends, I say it every time, but yet again, another very interesting chat, and there seems to be no end to these beautiful people that do this work at this special time. Now, my guest next week will be Von Braschler. He's written a book called Seven Secrets of Time Travel. Let me see, it was released very recently. And in the book, Von examines time, timelessness, and time travel from the viewpoint of Eastern mystics, scientists, and Native American shamans. So, yet again, that has to be a very interesting subject, and I'm looking forward to meeting Von, and I hope you are too, and can make it next week. So, thank you for being with me today. God bless you all. Thank you very much.